Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today it's a special roundtable discussion as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight. Welcome everybody to this September 2023 edition of Business Spotlight featuring Logistics Plus. Today we have a special human resources roundtable, something that we've done in the past with LP, and looking forward to another great conversation with members of the HR department with five guests total featured in this episode. And those five guests from the human resources team consist of Adrian Sanders, Cindy Rao, Libby Markeline, and also Maria Zerwinski, who is a global administrator, and Aaron Berlin, a corporate administrator. And a quick thank you to all of you for taking the opportunity to join us for this edition of Business Spotlight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Adrian, we're going to start with you, the HR administrator for LP. Give us a little bit of background information about how you came to Logistics Plus and what your role with LP entails.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with Logistics Plus for 5 years now. I started with the company, actually not on the HR team. I was doing import and export compliance for a couple of years. During that time, I decided I wanted to go to graduate school. So I went and earned my master's degree in human resource development. I graduated last May, and around that time, everything kind of aligned for me to join the HR team here at Logistics Plus. So I have been on the HR team here since last April.
We'll bring Cindy Rao into the program now. Cindy, what's your background history like?
I also have been here for 5 years. When I interviewed, I actually interviewed for a finance position, but I also had an HR background. So it turned out that they were looking for somebody on HR, and I accepted the position. Shortly after I accepted, Jim had come to my office and asked me to support with another client as the team was growing and they needed some admin support. So I do the HR functions as well as the account manager for one of our biggest clients. There's about 84 people on the team right now globally, so I'm helping to support that.
And we'll bring in Libby Markeline. Libby, it's your turn to tell us your story.
I've been with Logistics Plus for about 2 years now. I actually started on our ocean export team, moving freight internationally. I decided to make a switch. My interests kind of align more with human resources. So I am now on the human resources team, learning the ways, and I also assist Cindy with her particular customer.
And now Maria Zerwinski. Maria, same question for you.
Yeah, so I help the HR team, the support where they need help, and then I assist our COO on certain global initiatives and kind of whatever else he needs as well.
Maria, how long have you been with the company?
3 years.
Thanks, Maria. And Aaron Berlin, you get the last opportunity to tell everybody about your background history with Logistics Plus.
Sure. I've been with LP for about 11 years now. I started off helping in the HR department, doing some odds and ends part-time, which quickly transitioned to full-time. Then I began doing other avenues such as accounts receivable, and I specialize in payroll and our insurance benefits, but I also help the team whenever they need me.
Well, now that all the introductions are complete, let's talk human resources at Logistics Plus. And I'll throw this question out to whomever wants to chime in and answer it. As we've discussed in the past on several of these Business Spotlight episodes with LP, the company has enjoyed incredible growth the past several years. How do you keep up with it all from an HR perspective?
I can take that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
So communication is definitely key. We have things going on all over the place, you know, through different platforms, our email, our pings. So communication is really key for us to stay on top of things. We are constantly connecting, having meetings with each other, and we all think really well. We have a really great synergy, so that does help for us to move forward with any of the goals in mind.
And I'm looking forward into digging deeper throughout this program into that process. And as someone who's produced so many of these Business Spotlight programs with Logistics Plus over the years, I've observed the work that you and your colleagues have been doing, it's incredible to be able to keep a company of the scope and size of LP staffed during this time, because I know how difficult it's been.
Yes, it's definitely a monster.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly believe it. With that being said, are you able to share with us any updates on the number of employees LP currently has here in Erie, as well as globally? Are you fully staffed to desired levels, or are you looking to hire more people?
Yeah, so globally, we have about 1,200 employees. And then here in Erie, there's about 230. We also just, our U.S. count is about 425. I think, you know, our goal is always to grow. So I don't think that we'll ever be fully staffed, because we're always looking for new projects and bringing new people on with fresh ideas. So, you know, we're doing well, but we always have room for great talent.
So with the number of Erie employees around 230 and the goal to continue to grow, is there a number that you would have in mind that you could reach for the amount of employees in Erie to add on to that?
Well, the sky's the limit, I guess, for us. You know, we constantly take on new opportunities, so I don't want to cap us at a certain number, as we, you know, we definitely want to bring more talent into Erie. This is our headquarters. This is our home. And we want to have things staffed as much as possible here.
Good stuff. Job growth in Erie is always a good thing. Moving on to the next question. LP is routinely recognized as a top workplace by the Great Place to Work certification organization, as well as Fortune and Inc. magazines. How would you describe the LP culture to a new interviewee, and what makes the LP workplace as great as it is today?
I would say that when I'm interviewing people and they ask about our culture, we really encourage an entrepreneurial spirit in our employees. And we look for people who are gritty and not afraid to go after new opportunities. It's also a very open environment where we have so many people here with so much knowledge, and they're willing to share. You know, so if you have questions, you need to ask for help, there's so many people who are willing and able to do that, which is such a fantastic supportive environment to be in. And then I think the other piece of that too is that we all generally really enjoy each other. I would say, I think that you walk down the halls and you can just feel the camaraderie. You know, people are checking in with each other on how their weekends were, and it's a genuine, you know, we care about each other and we all like each other. You know, kind of to Cindy's point about the sky's the limit as far as bringing talent onto the team, it's really the sky's the limit as far as your growth with LP. You know, if you're willing to go out and push yourself, you can take your position any way that you want. And again, there's so much support, and so much of our culture does come from Jim. And he's the kind of person who, you know, you could see him on a forklift in a warehouse while he's out making million-dollar deals, and he has no ego about him. And I think that that's a really important piece too, as we all just kind of row together in the same direction to build a really great team.
The panel has discussed a couple of reasons why, but are there any other factors that contribute to why employees love working for Logistics Plus so much?
I think that everybody loves the company as much as they do because of, we're a huge family here, and you can reach out to anybody. I mean, if somebody wanted to talk to Jim, he's accessible and he knows everybody's name, and he makes it a point to make you feel like you're your voice is heard, you're valued, and you are part of this family no matter what your position. Mm-hmm.
What kind of unique things does the company do to keep retention high and employees happy?
Go ahead, Libby. So I would say there's a few things. One thing that is definitely cool would be we get free lunch at the brewery on Wednesdays. And that is something we really appreciate. It brings everybody together, gets everyone away from their desk for a minute to talk to each other, get some food, and just enjoy each other. I would say something else that is quite significant is that we actually have a small cafe here at the headquarters that I actually sort of help out with. And we do our best to bring art and coffee and personality, and also just sort of like a place where you can collaborate either for work or to get away from your desk as well. And those would just be two examples of the many that
and
I can think of.
If I could hop in there, Libby's being a little humble here. She created our coffee shop and built it from the ground up. So it's a huge part of the culture here that she's had a big piece in.
It certainly sounds like it's the little things that matter to Logistics Plus employees that help continue to make it one of the best companies to work for, not only locally, but globally as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And just that personal touch too. You know, I think we all go out of our way to check in on employees, and especially if we know someone's having something major in their life, you know, just making sure that they know we're here to support them. And, you know, if they need anything, even beyond work stuff, we're here for them.
Yeah, and beyond business hours. I mean, we're accessible. We talk to each other all the time.
We do. We touched on this earlier, but I want to go a little bit more in depth into the hiring process and what you're dealing with right now. It's well publicized that almost every industry is struggling to find good qualified employees. What is LP's approach to hiring and recruitment this year? And does that strategy differ from past years due to the struggle to find qualified employees right now?
We still focus on the person themselves. We don't really focus solely on their resume. Somebody could have a fantastic resume, but not be that good culture fit for Logistics Plus. So sometimes some of our roles, you don't even need a resume. You don't even need that past experience. If you have that drive and that willingness to learn and that eagerness to just take it as far as you can, we can work with that. And most things are trainable.
Yeah, we are all about opportunity.
Absolutely.
And to go off of that point, another thing that I've learned throughout the years helping put together these programs is that flexibility is the key component to having a great career at Logistics Plus. In a time of crisis, and we certainly have seen a few of those over the course of the last few years, just because you have a job label of working in the HR department, that doesn't mean that you might not have to help unload a truck or take on another responsibility in the short term that you might not be comfortable with, but you have to adapt to it in order to help the company as a whole. And there seems to be such a mentality of that throughout the company.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, they need to be flexible and able to pivot quickly to the needs of the business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think all of us can attest to, we don't do specifically HR functions, but there's a need for us to do something outside of the HR functions. And you know, we're here to step in and help. So that's not just on the HR team, but that's also other departments as well. Some people can find themselves wearing multiple hats.
Yep. And everybody knows that there is no job beneath them. I mean, we can help in any aspect, whether it's picking up trash in the halls or doing $1 million deals.
And we're talking with five members of the HR and administrative team at Logistics Plus: Adrian Sanders, Cindy Rao, Libby Marcoline, Maria Zerwinski, and Aaron Berlin. Let's continue the discussion about the challenges of hiring new employees, not only for the local headquarters here in Erie, but globally. As we know, Logistics Plus is now a global company. Is there more of a challenge finding employees here in the U.S. compared to other areas of the world when you're filling some of those global spots? And Cindy, you've raised your virtual hand to answer this one.
So I think the U.S. has, you know, the common challenges, but looking outside of the U.S. I think could be a bigger challenge for us, because we have to keep in mind different countries and their employment laws, the language barrier, the time zone. So those are big challenges for us with international recruitment. In the U.S., it's, you know, finding that good talent. Sometimes we have a ton of resumes, and other times we don't have enough resumes, or, you know, the resumes that are coming in just don't have the qualifications that some of our roles need. But what does help us is we still very much look at our internal networking. So our employees know that if they have somebody that they think would be a good fit, somebody in HR is willing to chat with them and see if there would be a place for them to learn and grow at Logistics Plus.
In past interviews, Jim Berlin has discussed the need to find employees with the right whatever it takes attitude. We've glossed over that already in this program, but it's important to bring it up when we're discussing the hiring topic. And it's not necessarily the ones who have the most impressive resumes. That's another point that we've made, but I think it's key here. I'm sure this is probably one of the major considerations during the hiring process, especially when someone not only is interviewed from the HR standpoint, but when eventually they meet with someone like Jim, and then the whole entire evaluation process is looked at to bring somebody into the company. Adrian, let's start with you to answer that question.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, you know, when we're interviewing people, focusing in on questions that have to do with finding solutions to problems and being able to adapt quickly, you know, those are a couple of really big things that we focus on. And I think that finding someone who can answer those kind of questions, and also, you know, is just generally easy to talk to. You know, if an interview is going well and it just flows nicely, you can kind of tell they're going to jive with the rest of the team. And that's a really good sign also.
Yeah, if they show that eagerness during the interview, you can tell that that's something that they're interested in. And we do take a look at that. We take a look at how eager they are during the interview, what kind of questions they're asking us. Are they really engaged in what we're asking? Are they understanding of our culture? Because it not necessarily is for everyone. We don't have that corporate feel, that corporate structure, and there's a lot of ambiguity. So if you're not comfortable with the ambiguousness of the roles and responsibilities, then, you know, it might not work out for you.
Yeah.
Great answers once again. Let's transition now to the relationship that LP has with the local colleges. Now, as most of you are aware of, we're owned by the Penn State University Board of Trustees. We're on the campus of Penn State Barron. You work with Penn State Barron, of course, and all the other universities in the area. Why is that so important, leveraging the local colleges and universities to find homegrown talent here in Erie?
So there's some great programs at the universities around here, and we really do place a lot of value on keeping the talent here in Erie. You know, we're a growing company. We want Erie to grow as well. So maintaining those relationships with the universities, you know, connecting with students, connecting with professors, it's something that we're always striving to improve and to, you know, maintain when we do have those connections that we've made. We've had opportunities to go speak at some of the classes, you know, give them a picture of what we're doing over here at LP to kind of pique some interest. We've had, you know, just tables in some of the cafes at different colleges. So we really see the value in capturing some of that young talent that's coming out of the universities.
Adrian, you just mentioned the local career fairs. Do you find value in participating in them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The career fairs, the students are so eager to talk with us and enthusiastic about what we're doing. You know, they know that we're there and they've done their research, which is really cool when a student will come up and talk to you, and they know about LP and the different things that we're doing. It's really exciting. And then maintaining that relationship afterwards and keeping the communication up with them. You never know when someone you meet at a career fair is going to be the next, you know, star on one of your teams.
And one good way for a student to become involved with Logistics Plus is through an internship, as LP has a very active internship program. Give us some details about the program and how it works.
We are actually revamping it a little bit, but really it's going to be all about connecting with the students and having our team leads build connections with students before the students are even on their teams as an intern. Something we're planning on scheduling for later this year, maybe early next year, is kind of a reverse career fair where we're going to do an intern fair here on site at Logistics Plus, where team leads are going to be available for students to come and chat and start developing those relationships and maybe identify who would be the best fit on which teams, so that by the time we do have students here next summer, there's already, you know, a relationship developed and everyone has kind of put a lot of value on what's going to be coming for the summer.
What is the best way to get the ball rolling, so to speak, if a college student is looking for an internship with LP?
Yeah, so after next week, we're going to have some internship listings up on our website. So at logisticsplus.com under our careers page, we'll have various listings for the different teams, and students can apply for internships, however many as they want, but they'll be able to apply for internships on our website.
Maria, we're going to start with you for this particular question. Explain the company's Delta team and the thought process behind developing these employees before they find a permanent home within the company.
Yeah, so the Delta team, it's a really unique, and we often hire on people at all different stages of their career, whether it's mostly young kids coming out of college who just don't quite know what logistics is about, or, I mean, adults who are well into their career who just want to pivot and want to learn again what logistics is. And so that team gets a great view into all things supply chain and all projects and all teams. And you really get to develop whatever kind of skill or whatever kind of department you want to pursue. And it really is a just kind of one of the, we call it an incubator. You get to develop where you want to and explore different subjects. And it's really a great support team for our operations and a great learning tool.
The people on the Delta team may find a love for something that they never knew even existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's also really cool. It's also a great place for those people joining Logistics Plus to learn about the network of people here, you know, get access to conversations with teammates that they might not have naturally spoken to if they went into a different role.
So we've covered what the Delta team is. Let's move on to diversity. And I'll just throw this question out there for anyone that wants to chime in on it again. How important is diversity at Logistics Plus?
Yeah, we place a lot of value on diversity. I think it's very well known that when you have people together from different backgrounds, there's a richness that comes from the ideas just based on people having different experiences, you know, professional and personal. So I think that there's so much value in just finding different solutions from people with a diverse background.
I think Adrian put that very well. We do put a lot of value in our diversity for the reason that she said, that experience from past, you know, careers or jobs really helps to bring new ideas to the table here at Logistics Plus. It helps us to think outside the box.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've talked throughout today's program about the staffing challenges that the HR team and the administrative team faces at Logistics Plus in today's current climate. What other human resources challenges do you face as a growing global logistics company based here in Erie?
Based in Erie, I think just universally, we're such a fast-paced company. We take on new challenges that many of us haven't really faced in our careers. And I think we're always learning. I think that's kind of, to say it's a challenge, it's a challenge, but it's also kind of a blessing as well, as to get to learn new things. And we're always learning, you know, learning about different positions. We're always learning about different segments of the business and such. So kind of honestly, all of us keeping up with the company. Yeah.
I think too, another piece that's a bit of a challenge is as we grow and we move into new markets, just making sure that we're staying compliant in those markets as far as labor laws go, and you know, making sure we're not running afoul of any sort of laws in particular states or areas too.
It probably feels like a full-time job within itself trying to keep up with all of the labor laws in the areas that Logistics Plus operates in.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's really important too. So.
I'll bet. And I'm sure it's constantly changing as well. As we're nearing the end of the program, let's go back to filling open positions here at the Erie headquarters. Are there any open roles, positions that LP needs filled in the Erie headquarters right now that you're looking to fill in about the next 30 to 60 days that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the Delta team, we're always looking for great talent to put onto the Delta team. So that's kind of always an option for people who are interested in Logistics Plus. We are also looking for some people with some strong analytics backgrounds to help us with a team for one of our clients in particular. So if anyone listening is, you know, analytics, that's certainly a big one we're looking for. And then there's quite a few other roles on logisticsplus.com on our careers page. So that's a great place to go to take a look at what else we have.
Adrian, Cindy, Libby, Maria, and Aaron, again, we thank you for being a part of this roundtable discussion on this Logistics Plus episode of Business Spotlight, discussing HR and administrative duties and the challenges of hiring and all the topics that we've covered throughout this program. Adrian, we're going to let you close the show. You'll get to bookend it. And if someone is listening today, and we've already mentioned the website a couple of times, but let's close with the best place to go to find out more information about a possible career with Logistics Plus.
Sure. Yep. So logisticsplus.com, we have a careers page there, you know, and also just looking around on our website and seeing what we're doing, seeing if there's anything that kind of piques someone's interest that they would like to talk to us about. You know, they can also just email hr@logisticsplus.com. And our LinkedIn is a great place also to see what we're up to. We have some roles posted there as well, and we're always happy to connect with people there also.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. You can access today's program or other episodes of Business Spotlight by clicking on the podcast tab on our homepage. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.